This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking many of President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. A federal court saying the president overstepped his authority.
The administration says they were operating under this Emergency National Security Act, and the court says, no, you aren't. That the National Security Act was not built for something like this. It's really Congress's authority to give it to you, and you don't have it yet.
National security law and policy expert Ryan Goodman, the Trump administration quickly moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticizing the president's spending plan currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners in a little over a month from now. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and annual 3% increases to account for inflation for the 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Finance and Personnel Committee at its June 5th meeting. If they pass, they would go to the Common Council the week after. Proposed changes to SNAP could impact grocery stores across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores.
Without the federal funding for programs like SNAP, it's expected that some grocery stores would be forced to close. Another outstanding weather weekend is on tap for western Wisconsin. Today, the clouds will begin clearing out and highs will top out in the low to mid 70s. Then Friday through Monday, sunny skies will take over with highs well into the 80s. Temperatures will approach 90 on Monday before our next best chance of precipitation arrives Tuesday into Tuesday night, with highs staying in the 80s through most of next week, regardless of any rain or storm chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight, comfortable with lows near 50. On Friday, sunny with highs near 80. Right now, 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Thursday morning, May 29th, 2025. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, on the app, on social media, by podcast, thanks for starting your day right here. I've got a question for you, though I think it's actually more for me. Can you believe I have a grandson graduating high school? I suppose it doesn't surprise most of you because you just hear a grouchy old man on the radio, but I mean, I may be 60, but it's weird because I have daughters who are 34 and 36, and yet I'm only 37 years old. It's amazing, and yet somehow I've got a grandson graduating high school. So Todd Albo will be filling in tomorrow so that I can attend those festivities, and then I will be back first thing Monday morning. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk about Senator Ron Johnson. And again, ophthalmologists everywhere are warning that I cause too many eye rolls on this show, so I'm warning you ahead of time what I'm about to say could cause an eye roll so serious you may need medical attention. Senator Ron Johnson is not closing the door on running for a fourth term, claiming at a Milwaukee Press Club event yesterday that he's, quote, just a guy from Oshkosh who's trying to save the country. See, you hurt yourself, didn't you? With the eye roll. We'll talk more about what Ron Johnson had to say at that event. Also, when you elect a convicted criminal as president, don't be surprised when he starts letting fellow felons out of prison. Of course, there's a catch. He's only pardoning reality TV stars and public supporters. And we'll talk about how he reacted when he was told that Wall Street has coined a new term for his on-again, off-again tariffs. Taco for Trump. Always chickens out, which is great because I got tired of the media all the time saying, oh, Trump has graciously agreed to pull back on his threat to do tariff. No, he's flip-flopping. It's what he does. Coming up in our second hour, we'll follow up on Congressman Derek Van Orden claiming that anyone who says the Trump budget plan is going to cut benefits like to Medicaid and SNAP and other things is a liar. And yet there's already a line forming with folks who would like to point out that it's Van Orden whose pants are on fire when it comes to that claim. We will talk to guests from Citizen Action who outline the real harm that's going to come to people if the big, beautiful bill that Derek Van Orden and every other Wisconsin Republican supports becomes reality. In our third hour, we'll talk about how Senator Tammy Baldwin is not only fighting back against proposed cuts to Medicaid, she and others are putting forward a bill that would call for even more prescription drugs to have their prices lowered by giving the government the power to negotiate bulk pricing, something that was championed by President Joe Biden. We're not saying it's going to happen next week, obviously, but as people start thinking about the 2026 midterms and really who should be running Congress, it's a good idea for Tammy Baldwin to put forward. We'll discuss that with Joe Sopecki. We'll talk to Chad Holmes about stories he's covering around Wausau, and Sean O'Malley talks to us about money and markets. We'll get Brittany Merlot's forecast as well. I can give you her overall statewide forecast. It goes like this. A high-pressure system is settling in slowly. It's going to bring in some spots of sun, but the chances for scattered showers and storms still linger for these next couple of days as that high-pressure system eventually settles in. And once it settles in, there is going to be a massive warm-up bringing summer weather to Wisconsin. But first for today, partly cloudy and mild. Some spotty afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible. Highs statewide in the low to mid-70s. And a northwest wind still at 10 to 15 miles an hour. So I'll say again, despite all the rain lately, there's still a shortage in areas enough that you should be careful with any fires, any things that could possibly ignite a fire. A few clouds tonight. Lows will be in the low 50s with a light northwesterly wind. Parker Olson is standing by in the studio in Madison. Greg Bach is standing by at Radio Park. Greg, with his head in his hands, he's got like his little fist under his jaw, and he's just kind of giving us this look like a man who is ready to clock out. He has had his fill of these 6 a.m. radio shows, and after tomorrow, which means after today with me, that boy is out of here.
Well, I mean, I might be here next week for a little, but I'm going to be, stop making it sound like I'm being sent to the farm up north.
it's not that. It's that without you being a regular daily presence here,
yeah.
I get a little verklempt. I get a little, you know, oh. I'm gonna miss you.
I guess I'm not going to play the fail sign then. That's just trying to be funny here. I will be around. You will see my face. Every week, actually. I'll
yes.
be here as a contributing who's it and doing things like that. And I'm not.
You're going to be a celebrity, much like Kristen Lyerly and Selena Heller for Monday's History Lesson and Dan Hagen from Rhinelander for Tuesday's History Lesson. And
I got to figure out what my thing is then. That's what I was going to ask. What are you going to do?
I got to figure out what my shtick is then. I mean, I'll do the history lesson. That's fine. And
Greg
dandy,
Bach becomes a staple of our Friday history lesson.
Yeah. So
he is our harbinger of the weekend.
The harbinger of funny. The arbiter of chuckles.
I know. And then you will, of course, hear him still every single weekday from 9 to 11 with Matt and Air on Air.
Mm-hmm.
With Jane and Greg.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
There you go.
It's going to be a humdinger, Pat.
All right. What are you doing this weekend? Are you humming or are you dinging?
Both. It's a big weekend here at the Laughing Tap, actually. Starts tonight. 5 shows.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
It is a special fundraising show for the Laughing Tap because as I've announced before, that we are going to be closing the current location in Milwaukee and trying to find a new home. But this weekend, we are going to have 5 shows starring two. And I don't say this lightly, and I absolutely mean it. Legends, 2 legends of stand-up comedy at the club. We have Bobcat Goldthwait and Dana Gould.
No.
Yep, Bobcat. Bobcat's, this is our 4th time working with Bobcat. And Dana Gould is a legend of stand-up comedy. He's done all of the late night shows. He's written for The Simpsons. How about we just start there?
That's a good place to start.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I haven't. Right. Parker, have you done that?
I haven't. No.
Okay. Can't so yes, no. That's a good place. Yes.
Yeah. He has written for The Simpsons. He has been on all sorts. I mean, that's the thing is his I want to pull up his Wikipedia page because people are really like, he was on the Ben Stiller show. He was on the TV show Doug. He's been on The Nanny, Roseanne, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Ellen, Seinfeld, The Simpsons. He's been in the movie Father of the Pride, but still, like it, the list goes on. And he is one of the most incredible comedians ever. And he is also, by the way, one of the nicest people on earth.
So 5 shows.
5 shows. It is a higher ticket price for this because it is a special event weekend. fundraiser, and you can go to laughingtap.com for tickets, and we're going to have a great time this weekend. But yeah, all starts tonight, five shows, one tonight, two Friday, two Saturday.
Sounds like a good time.
And then Sunday off.
And then... Mm-hmm. Have you taken my advice yet? Because that's when the search begins for the new Laughing Tap location. Have you, in fact, hired an HGTV camera crew to follow you, much like they would follow home buyers looking for the perfect location? And that way they can hear you and the partners, you know, critique each place. And
that's a moneymaker right there.
Yeah,
Someone's going to pay us a bunch of money or say at the end of this show, we would get you a location and do all the things. I'd be like, yes, sign us up. It would be a lot of me saying, does this have to be on right now? Do you have to be filming right now? But no, it's
get that camera out. These,
I would love that. I mean, come on. It can't miss. It's the co-owners of a comedy club looking for a new place for the funny. In search of laughter. I like that. Luke suggests the nickname Curator of Chuckles. We'll keep workshopping that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The bringer of mirth.
Mirth
or
and
as,
merriment.
Oh, actually, I'm going to stick to my original one. This was sent by a guy who really loved everything we did about the show on Matt and Aaron Air. Idiot Buffoon Clown. I like that.
Wear that badge with honor, my friend.
Always.
Wear it with honor. You can get our daily newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Christina Laurie puts that together on the weekdays, and then I put together one on Sunday mornings. We've given the Sunday morning newsletter a title, guys. It started off as Up North News Sunday Politics Edition because, you know, Monday through Friday, they're kind of lighter featurey stories with a little news woven in, but then Sunday is all about the week in Wisconsin politics. And so it was Up North News Sunday Politics Edition or something like that. We've come up with a new name for the Sunday morning newsletter.
There you go.
Tell me if you think that this will work. It's called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You think it's got potential?
I like it.
I mean, I feel like I've heard that someplace, about mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah.
So it's now Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Actually, keep it really right. It's called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
WNBC. Yeah, whatever works. Anyway, that's a Sunday morning thing that we put out as well. And so to sign up for our newsletters, go to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the banner at the top of our homepage. You'll be taken to a three-part sign-up page where there's our regular daily newsletter. You can sign up for that. You can sign up for Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Sign up there. And there's Christina's monthly sports newsletter as well. Sign up for all those over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. What a big win for the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday afternoon. Another 10th inning walk-off win, sweeping all three games from the Boston Red Sox. 6-5 was yesterday's final, and it ended sounding something like this.
The Lumberyard. Here's Caleb Durbin. Winning run standing at third. Fly ball into center. Rafael is back. Tagging is Freeland. Rafael makes the catch. Here's the throw home. It is late. Ball game over. Caleb Durbin does it again.
Hey, look, it wasn't just Caleb Durbin. I mean, a sack fly. We've made a sack fly sound exciting, folks. But it was a speedy Sal Frelick running home from third to give the Brewers what would be their fourth win in a row. It is their second four-game winning streak of the season. And with it, the Brewers are finally back at 500. 28 wins, 28 losses, third place in the NL Central, 6.5 games back of the Cubs. The Brewers are off today. They are traveling to Philadelphia for the weekend, where they are going to have their work cut out for them. The Phillies have the second best record in baseball right now, having won 9 of their last 10. So again, a day off today, but then you can catch the Brewers-Phillies series throughout the weekend on several Civic Media radio stations. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. And one more sports note, I regret to tell you that the most cursed franchise in the National Basketball Association, the Minnesota Timberwolves, have been eliminated in the Western Conference Finals. Thanks for playing. It's just a cursed franchise. There's no other way to call it.
I have no emotions.
Yeah. Greg Grant went running for that microphone, but well, you got nothing for the Timberwolves, yeah. Do you?
Well, I was going to, but we have to go to break, so that's why I didn't want to start talking.
Well, we'll pick it up there. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
How would you, yes, you, like to go see the Milwaukee Brewers play at American Family Field? Well, throughout the Brewers season, just be listening to your favorite Civic Media shows on Fridays. Listen for keywords throughout the day. Text in that keyword for a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to a future specific game. Complete contest rules can be found on the Civic Media website. Guys, I would like to talk to you about podcasts for just a moment here, because I've realized that when it comes to podcasts, I'm in. I have not been part of the full range of ways that people get podcasts, from Civic Media shows or other things. So first, let's tell folks the obvious thing. This is a radio show. Okay, Civic Media is a network of radio stations. So first and foremost, it would be awesome to have you as a regular daily radio listener. Radio is live, it's local, it's portable, it's wonderful, but it is not the only platform available. And having said that, I thought, well, I don't actually know the last time that I read the New York Times by unfolding a print version. And I used to live for the Sunday morning version of the New York Times. But even though print is their first platform, they make money off me through their digital platform online, and they make way more money off me as a result, because I'm a subscriber that way rather than an occasional purchaser of a newspaper. Well, radio similarly has digital platforms, lots of them actually. And remember, when you hear this word, what's platform? I say platform instead of product for a reason. This show is the product. The usefulness and the entertainment of Civic Media is the product. With radio as a primary platform, But like I said, there are all kinds of platforms these days. The one that I tend to use most often, if I'm not listening on the radio, would be the Civic Media website, where you can listen to shows live that way. Also, though, we stream shows live on Facebook and on YouTube. There's also TuneIn. There's, of course, the Civic Media app. And then there are podcasts. Now, I've come to appreciate that I am in, I did not seek this out, but I am in the cult of Apple. This show is done on an iMac. I have an iPhone. I had an iPod back in the day, and most of my podcasts came to me through Apple. But there's CastBox, there's Overcast, there's Buzzsprout. And as we were looking at podcast platforms, somebody finally pointed me in the direction of saying, I'm only using the number two podcast platform out there. Apple has about 33% of all the podcast traffic out there. The number one platform that I never, ever talk about on the show is Spotify, with 37% of podcasts, podcast streaming being done on there. So this is where I take a moment to tell you that if you have Spotify, and there's a chance a lot of you do based on these numbers, you can take us with you that way as well. This show is on Spotify. There's a lot of stuff on Spotify, but if you go to the podcast tab and you start searching and you go, I don't know how to spell Kreitlow, you don't have to. Just search Wisconsin Mornings and we will pop up that way and you'll see it right there. But as I am now a new subscriber to Spotify, guys, there is something else that I discovered that when I'm not listening to news or politics or talk, do you know how many Yacht Rock lists are on Spotify that I can listen to? I mean, I'm going through the Motown disco list right now as well.
Ooh.
Kind of an offshoot of the Yacht Rock era. I am loving that. And again, Civic Media has music stations. You should listen to the Civic Media music stations. But if you are on the go and if you are getting podcasts through Spotify, add us as a podcast and then take a little time and tell us which of your favorite Yacht Rock stations or lists you like. And that way the rest of us can tune in now and then too, Mr. Bach.
I'd add one more request of people, and that is if Pat totally deserves it, because we don't want to get gold stars if we haven't earned them. Give a 5-star review. Tell us what you love about the show, because those reviews can help push the visibility of that podcast up in the ranks. And that way people can see it easier. And I really don't want to go to Spotify. Nothing against Spotify. I just have, as I referred to it, I'm not going to call them out on this radio station. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh,
I like certain beers from Wisconsin have a severely okay music platform in the form of YouTube Music, and I just don't want to pay another service money to get music. But disco Yacht Rock, or disco Motown, oh my god.
Yeah. I didn't come prepared, so I showed you the list, you'd be like, yeah, I would listen to that. Yeah, we always think of Motown 60s, but Motown 70s, they were doing pretty good work there as well. So yeah. Anyway, so there's our little pitch for Spotify and for podcasts overall. We'd love you to be a live local radio listener, but if you can't, and if you're not in the cult of Apple, like some of us, head over to Spotify. We'd love to see some growth in our podcast subscriptions there and hope that you will consider it. Let's see. I'm not going to have enough time to start this, so we'll take it up after the break. So maybe instead I just put you both on the spot real quick here. Your hot take on the fact that Donald Trump has pardoned the Chrisleys, Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of tax evasion and bank fraud, but have now been commuted after quite the PR campaign by their daughter. Greg, only fair? Elections have consequences, or one of the greater miscarriages of justice in our time?
I would say parts B and C.
Okay.
I would say that elections have consequences. We, you know, they didn't hide this, that they were going to act like this, and this is ridiculous and miscarriage of justice, and I am very angry about it.
Mr. Olson.
Yeah, I'm usually not happy about that. usually not a huge not fan happy. Of the annoying orange. Yep. Yeah.
Here's the headline from Axios that we'll cover after the break. Trump pardons criminals with MAGA credentials or big money. We'll have all that after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
So spring planting is quickly drawing to a close. Now our attention focuses in on controlling insects and weeds. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And judging by some of the insect reports that we're seeing from across Wisconsin, pesticide applications have to come into play very, very quickly. Jordan Campa, interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program through UW-Madison's Division of Extension, says priority number one when you're handling those chemicals, be careful.
I know that farmers are out there traveling around with pesticides in their vehicles. And so in trainings, we do like to talk about how to transport pesticides and making sure that people are not putting the pesticide containers with active ingredient in the cab with them, keeping those pesticides away from them. But then also thinking through, if you're going to be out applying a product and you're not going to be close to running water, have a jug of water with you in case you get something spilt on you so that you have the capacity to clean yourself off right away so that it's not festering and you're not going to have to go out and seek medical attention.
Jordan Campa, the interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program in Wisconsin. By the way, if you're curious about insect activity right now around the state, excellent video up at BadgerCropNetwork.com showing how healthy the cutworm and armyworm populations are, specifically in Rock and Green County. Markets are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained 3 to 195. Double A butter was up a half a cent, 252 and a half per pound. This morning, we've got December corn down a penny at 443. November beans are up 4 at 1041. July wheat's unchanged. Currently, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down a penny, 1934 a hundredweight. That's a quick snapshot on farm markets on a Thursday morning. I am Pam Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight, comfortable with lows near 50. On Friday, sunny with highs near 80. Right now, 53 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Civic Media and at Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, we were given a mission in 2025 following the November 2024 election of Donald J. Trump as 47th President of the United States. And that was not to dwell too much on the negative aspects, because that would become tiring. And yet at the same time, we don't want to ignore the things that Trump and MAGA Republicans are doing that can be harmful to individuals, if not to the country as a whole. So we've been working to find balance in the way that we provide national news to you. Our main emphasis is always on Wisconsin news, Wisconsin politics, Wisconsin people, events, stories. So when we do talk about national politics, we want to find that right balance of information. And yet at the same time, we want you to keep listening. We don't want you to become overwhelmed. So to that end, and in honor of Greg Bach's final full-time shift on this show, we've asked Greg to punctuate the following segment here with what are called hot buttons. Now, Greg has, I believe, 26, did you say, hot buttons?
Correct.
Which are buttons that these are preloaded with clips mm-hmm. that we use all the time. Greg, would you provide just one example of a hot button that you can drop in? The obvious one like would be a rim shot, but what else do you have handy there?
Like when during the secret show, which is on the live stream, when we read out the words of people who disagree and are falsely critiquing us, I might say something like,
there you go.
That's a perfect example of a hot button.
Yes, which he has been training young Parker Olson in, because Parker will take over the hot buttons come Monday, as Jimmy Buffett likes to say. And so with that said, and this was, trust me, it's not rehearsed or prearranged. That's going to become obvious over the next few minutes here. But I've simply asked that Greg uses hot buttons one last time as I tell you about a couple of different stories here. Our first one is Trump pardons criminals with MAGA credentials or big money. This coming from...
That's what I was going to do.
Seems like an apt place to begin. From Axios. Two reality stars, a MAGA-aligned sheriff, and a former nursing home executive with a well-connected mother recently joined the list of President Trump's clemency recipients. Though it's early in his second term, Trump's pardons mark a continuation of his first-term trend of granting clemency to political loyalists. He's not the first president to pardon political allies, but his clemency actions signal strong messages about his priorities, starting with the controversial avalanche of pardons for the January 6 rioters and commutations for members of extremist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and since then, several loyalists and wealthy allies have received relief for white-collar crimes. And so Trump said on Tuesday he plans to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of tax evasion and bank fraud in 2022. Savannah Chrisley, who's been advocating for her imprisoned parents' release, spoke at the Republican National Convention last summer. Trump has also commuted the sentence of Gangster Disciples co-founder Larry Hoover. He has pardoned Republican and former Congressman Michael Grimm, who was convicted of aiding in preparing a false tax return. The president has granted clemency to convicted former Connecticut Governor John Rowland and rapper NBA Youngboy. Trump in April also pardoned Paul Walczak, a former nursing home executive who was sentenced to 18 months in prison in order to pay more than $4 million in restitution for tax crimes. Balzac's pardon has received particular scrutiny because of the political activity of his mother, Elizabeth Fago, a Republican donor who recently attended a $1 million per person fundraising dinner at Mar-a-Lago. So if you're a convicted criminal in prison, just have your mom attend a $1 million a person fundraiser dinner, and you too can get your boy pardoned out of prison. Trump also issued a pardon for former Virginia Sheriff Scott Jenkins, whom a jury convicted of felony fraud and bribery charges last year. Again, fraud and bribery, and yet Trump put a post up that said that Jenkins and his family had been dragged through hell by a corrupt and weaponized Biden DOJ and contended the cases were politically motivated by a weaponized Justice Department.
Yeah, some of these are going to be the same.
Let's see. During Trump's first term, he gave clemency to several allies, including Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort, Charles Kushner. Trump has already signed dozens of pardons since taking office. Let's see. Alice Marie Johnson, who was pardoned by Trump after having her life sentence for a nonviolent drug offense commuted under his first term, has been appointed pardon czar in Trump's second White House. As President Trump's interim U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, Ed Martin was remarkably blunt about intermingling Trump's political goals with the ostensibly independent actions of the Justice Department. That might have cost him his permanent gig, so leave it to Martin, who's now Trump's pardon attorney, to say the quiet part out loud about Trump's pardons, no MAGA left behind. On the other side, though, while Trump is gaining satisfaction out of these pardons, he is no fan of an emerging nickname on Wall Street mocking his on-again, off-again approach to tariffs. Trump lashed out, according to this story in USA Today, at a reporter who asked about his response to financial analysts embracing a new term called taco trade. The acronym stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. It's a jab at the president's propensity to impose or threaten steep tariffs on imports, only to later back off. Oh, I chicken out, he says. Isn't that nice? I've never heard that, Trump said, before defending his recent decision to slash tariffs on China for the next 90 days, then extend his deadline for 50% goods on the European Union until July 9th. 6 months ago, he said, this country was stone cold dead. We had a dead country. We had a country that didn't think it was going to survive. And you ask a nasty question like that, it's called negotiations. I would remind people that 6 months ago, the country was not stone cold dead. We were enjoying the greatest recovery from the pandemic of any other nation on the face of the earth. Could I pause right now just to say this guy's really good at the hot button thing? He knows what he's doing. In other news, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says there's no amount of pressure that President Donald Trump can put on him that would get him to support the House-approved framework for a federal budget deal. Johnson made the remarks yesterday before a packed crowd at the Milwaukee Press Club.
Sure, Jan.
Johnson has emerged as one of a small number of Senate Republicans who say the measure fails to do enough to reduce the federal deficit. Johnson's been complaining about the size of the federal debt and deficits since he first ran for office in 2010. But over the past 15 years, the national debt has more than tripled.
No.
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 No. No.
No.
No. No. No.
Ron Johnson was bristled at the suggestion that he has failed to limit government spending and overturn Obamacare, his two longstanding campaign promises. He said, you only have so much power as a U.S. senator. Right now, I'm in a position where the ball is in our court. Only so much power as a U.S. senator whose net personal worth has grown remarkably since he did things like putting in a tax break that helped his personal finances during the 2017 tax bill debate. The 70-year-old Republican says he has no interest in running for president. Who asked that? But what? He did not close the door on running for a fourth term in office. Keep in mind, in 2010, Johnson said he would serve only two terms, but then he ran again in 2022. Johnson said, "I'd like to dig my heels in now, set this nation on a sustainable course, and then go home." But he says he's learned never to say never. He said he doesn't enjoy being a senator.
Whistle! Whistle!
But then he played up his role in Washington, D.C. with this quote. And again, I warn people, don't roll your eyes too heavy or you'll hurt yourself. Quote, "I'm just a guy from Oshkosh, just trying to really try and save the country." Johnson complained early on in his talk, according to this Journal Sentinel article, about forces dividing the nation and the world, you know, like Ron Johnson. He said, "This is due to people making boogeymen of other nations, leading countries to go to war with one another, and officials scaremongering about pandemics, and then taking away individuals' freedoms." Again, this is Ron Johnson saying these things. "This nation needs to heal and unify," Johnson said. I think the good news here, he says, is if you think of the big things in life, taking care of your family, raising your kids the way you want to, you're having enough opportunity so you can provide for your family, for your provide for your retirement. Those are goals we can all agree on. And yet Johnson said he isn't ready to avoid all conflict. He has also talked about opening a probe into former President Joe Biden's health condition. The well-known conspiracy theorist says in this Journal Sentinel article, "I want to find out what happened, report to the American public, and to put on notice future vice presidents and cabinet members that your oath of office goes beyond your personal considerations. Your loyalty to particular persons who may unfortunately not be competent, not being able to carry out the duties of the President of the United States." That's right. Ron Johnson is saying that people should put their oath of office above their loyalty to party or their allies. Again, this is Ron Johnson who's talking. So there you go. There's Ron Johnson's comments about potentially running for a third term, still working on conspiracy theories, telling everybody we should heal and unify for a president who is putting some people in jail without charges, innocent people who didn't do anything, while he's letting out of jail people who were convicted by a jury of committing serious crimes. That's where we are on May 29th, 2025, with hot buttons provided by Greg Bach.
Gonna be May.
You want to hit like two or three more that we didn't get to? I really want these buttons to feel like they've been utilized to their fullest.
Let's see here. I didn't get to. Oh, here.
Whiskers, will you get out of here?
There's one.
Okay. Well, Selena's not here, but yes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then let's see. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's actually, I think I got to, except I did flip flops for you a long time ago, but we only used it once.
Could use the flip flops there with the taco president, you know.
Oh well,
Trump always chickens.
It's
out.
A very difficult sound effect for people to go, "Oh, I know what that is."
Yeah, yes, I know.
And you did it admirably. So again, well done. Find that hot button for applause and give yourself some for that excellent use of hot buttons in our commentary. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us as part of your mornings, powered as always by Up North News. We have today's history lesson, as we always do, mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse.
June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Here's today's history lesson. This, of course, is Tina Turner. 41 years ago this week, the release of Private Dancer, her big comeback album, of course, Better Be Good to Me. And I remember when this came out and everybody going, this is Tina Turner? And it was like, we like this. I mean, not that there was anything wrong with her before, but much like, a lot of people, Aretha Franklin and others who, it's not quite their roots anymore, and boy, have they blossomed from those roots. And that was Tina Turner, Private Dancer, and the big comeback album again this week in 1984. Let's go to 1961. I've actually got two clips here, one for a record that year and one for somebody born that year. On this day in 1961, the number one record in the country was by Ricky Nelson. So this was the number one song on May 29th, 1961, probably played at whatever hospital Melissa Etheridge was born at. 64 years ago today, happy birthday to Melissa Etheridge. Sing it, Melissa.
Come to my window.
This is the intro to I'm the Only One, and it is solid. I like the long intro because in that very beginning, it's a little signal that says, turn your radio up to 11, and then you get to hear the rest of her singing. Also born on this day, Bob Hope, born this day in 1903, passed away in 2003. Former President John F. Kennedy, born this day in 1917. Danny Elfman is 72 years old today. The number one song this day in 1965 was from the Beach Boys. Ronnie, you look so fine. Look so fine. Go with Al Jardine on lead vocals, 1965 there. LaToya Jackson is 69 years old today. Scary Spice, Mel B, one of the Spice Girls, turns 50 today. You know who else turns 50 today? Daniel Tosh. Am I right to say comedian Daniel Tosh? Because yes. I only know him as like that show host from, what is it, Tosh.0 or whatever it is. Is he still active? I think he's got like a podcast or something.
He does a podcast, and he has some, in my opinion, some of the greatest takes on modern stand-up comedy. I never watched Tosh.0, but I really enjoy listening to him talk on his podcast, and his stand-up is getting better and better.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes.
Good, because, I mean, the show seemed like it was on all the time, and I hadn't heard anything in the longest time, so I didn't know. Although, trust me, I get the same thing. No longer being on TV every evening, I got asked again over the weekend, so when did you retire? Like, I haven't retired. Here's my card. Listen to the show. Let's see. Irene Cara had the number one song in 1983 with Flashdance with a Feeling. On this week in 1976, the number one hit was by Diana Ross. I believe that this is part of the Motown disco list that I was talking about earlier on Spotify, which I've now found. It includes Love Train by the OJs, Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. Let's see, Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Diana Ross's It's My House. Michael Jackson's Rock With You. It's got Chaka Khan on there. Tavares. Barry White. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, this would work. That's solid.
And welcome to another edition of Pat Lists Song Titles.
On this week in 1982, Rocky III hits the theaters, including the song Eye of the Tiger. Initially, Sylvester Stallone wanted Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, but he couldn't get permission to use it. So he asked the upstart Chicago band Survivor to write a song, and Eye of the Tiger came from there. I forgot to give you a request to bring up a little rock and roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer to mark his passing this week. But Rick Derringer passed away, so we want to take note of that as well. Again, kind of a slow week on the national day calendar here. This is National Paperclip Day.
Jesus. Paperclips. Ooh, that's a big day.
Keeping it together with paperclips this day, everybody.
Yep.
I remember that voice.
I love that enthusiasm, Parker. That's great. This is National Alligator Day and National Snail Day. So imagine that. You're a snail, and it's like, hey, you get your own day, but you got to share it with an alligator. Great. Thanks very much. Appreciate that so much.
A snail can ride on an alligator's back.
Okay.
Actually, But then the alligator will just eat the snail and they'll be like, why'd you do that? I'm still an alligator. That's called a parable. Nope, that's called a something else. Can't think of the word.
It'll circle work. Of life.
There it's called that's the what circle I call of it. Life. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that'll work. That'll totally work for us. All right, so coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking about the proposed Medicaid cuts in the Trump budget plan. And we'll be talking to Jeremy Gragert from Citizen Action and bringing along guest Sarah Ring about the real life ways that Medicaid is helpful to people in Wisconsin and across the country. Here in Wisconsin, it's referred to as Badger Care. It provides stable and affordable health care for a lot of working families. And again, you've got a lot of Republicans spreading the fairy tale that everybody on Medicaid is some lazy oaf on their couch when it is, you know, one of the safety nets helping in a nation that far too often ties your health insurance coverage to employment. And that just ain't right. So we'll talk about the real impact that that would have on folks. So that will be coming up. Two more hours to go as we get rolling through another one of these Thursday mornings powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. More right after the 7 o'clock news.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News.